Okay, so that was me for the minute. Okay, any other questions for the PPS or release? Nope, okay, we'll move on to the next item on the agenda. So we have the
EG issues coming from
the ROC reports. First one is, okay, there are a couple of issues coming from ROC France. Two tickets that were opened at Griff, very urgent, but without answer. The two tickets are there. The first one is a problem with the LTGCE. Second one is a problem with the WMS. I've looked at both tickets, and indeed I don't see, I think the WMS got one answer some time ago, but nothing since, and the LTGCE has had no answer at all. I guess these we would escalate through you, Maria, is this correct? So I've contacted Maria, and she will be following these up. So I don't know, do I have Michelle on the line for Griff?
No, there is no Michelle. I'm representing the French ROC, Cyril.
Okay, fine. So we're going to chase these up. This is a good thing. It wasn't clear to me how we should chase these, how we should escalate them. So Maria has educated me, and now I know. So we can follow these through. So hopefully...
I will put in the ticket, whatever progress.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Okay, so the next issue was from ROC Southeast Europe, where they were saying they were having some serious, or they saw some serious deployment problems for the 64-bit worker node. There was mixing of RPMs and mix-up of executables and libraries for 32-bit and 64-bit architectures. They've raised GIGA's ticket, and there's a link in the agenda. Due to this problem, they had to take manual steps to resolve the issues and were failing SAM tests for several days, which affected their availability. And they said also the error messages were very misleading. I'm not sure if anybody else has seen this. We've got Andreas Unterkircher with us from SA3, who may be able to give us some more information on this.
Well, for this problem, so this is already known, and I think it's also in the known issues of the worker node. So there is this Savannah bug 33616, which is about a split of the data management client RPM. So this is the source, let's say, of all evil, because the binaries and the libraries, they're in one RPM, and for some reason, which are unknown, the 32-bit ones get over-installed over the 64-bit ones. So this is one way to fix this problem, would be to get a split of these RPMs. So this has not been provided. Developers have not yet had time to change this. So especially, and there's another bug, Savannah bug 40734. SHG rep failure, no space on device, and I think this is one thing that is often seen in production. And this thing could also be fixed with this Savannah bug, but there's also another way to fix this, and this is included in an upcoming release of VDT, release 9. There you see this bug, a comment from Martin Littmart, it is a Globus bug. And this release 9 we have received last week, and we will start making a patch for this, and it will be introduced into production. But of course, it's an upgrade of VDT on all nodes. It's still VDT 161, but this should then fix, in particular, this bug 40734, this LTG rep failure, no space on device. And I think this is what most people see.
Okay.
This is the main problem. How long it will take to fix, to split these client libraries, the RPMs, I don't know. What has been said is that the priorities are different, so
okay.
Other things to do.
So for this, what you're saying is there is a workaround?
Yeah, and there's also, of course, there's a workaround, manually installing the 64-bit RPM again over the 32-bit
okay.
one. It should be the default behavior from YUM and RPM, but it is not for a particular set of RPMs for unknown reason.
Okay. And you mentioned that this was in the known issues in the.
Yeah, it should be in the known
okay,
issues
so,
of the worker node.
Okay. So encourage everybody to read the known issues whenever an updates or whenever you intend to update services. So it sounds like this is also an issue from Southeast Europe. There's also an issue from Southwest Europe. The site BDI of the site IFIC LTG2 doesn't appear in some tests anymore. Any updates on this? But it sounds like these two are linked. It sounds like the
Yeah, these other ones are for the other one I don't know. I mean I cannot I did not see the Gigasecret Maria.
Yeah, linked. Because
the other one.
Well, the other one. I thought the response to this ticket from Andreas was the.
Yeah, there's this problem. This is why probably I also didn't see that I had difficulties to find the other ticket. I mean.
Because the Southwest has linked to some ticket which is submitted by Dusan, so it cannot belong to Southwest. Problem.
Oh, okay.
The problem is on the agenda. It has another displayed name and it has a hidden number.
43353. Isn't
that correct? Yeah. So it just 353. It just points to another. It's solved now by Javier Sanchez. So.
What did he look at the comments?
John said.
Yeah, there is an issue with Sam, the site BDII test of Sam for, I think it was 10 sites. I sent a mail out to the rock managers this morning with a list of the sites. So the availability figures have been corrected by masking out the fact that the site BDII test for those sites were missing. The data was missing.
Okay.
It was a problem inserting in. The tests were run, but the results were not being inserted into the SAM database. So I guess I need to follow up why this IFIC site still doesn't show up.
Okay. So it sounds like these two issues have been well and truly mixed up in the agenda. But okay. So if we'll go back to the ROC Southeast Europe. So is this okay for Southeast Europe? The response that Andreas gave.
Yeah. It's okay. I just had to point it out. It's also found in the ticket, so thanks.
Okay. Yeah, unfortunate that it's, you know, we have to exercise a workaround, but it's...
What I understand is going to take quite a long time to... I mean, it's going to take some time for a proper solution to be out in production regarding that.
That's what it sounds like.
So I guess this should be no release notes from until the proper solution is found.
Yeah. We can try and make it more... if people are seeing problems, then okay, it's probably in the known issues. Maybe we can put on the first page some you know, red line of text or something to really grab people's attention. Okay, so thanks for that. Thanks, Andrea. So the Southwest Europe issue with the IFIC site. Do we have anybody from Southwest Europe?
Yes, Nick. This is Kai.
Hi, Kai. Okay. Do you know if they're still seeing this problem with the site BDII?
Yeah, it's not there.
It's not
published, or it's the same problem than before, I think, but it's not published in the SAMD.
Okay. Okay. So I guess John's here, so I guess
Sam
will look into it too. Okay. So because it was thought that it was fixed, it seems to have been fixed for the other sites. So it sounds like it's. Maybe only IFIC that's got a problem. So, okay, they're going to look into it and see what the issue is.
But the Southwest problem is actually solved in status solved by you.
Yes, because it was solved in the fact by virtue of having the availability calculations fixed. And also, what I don't understand is that the other sites have started showing data. So I don't understand why this one's particular. There were two sets of problems in another ticket. One was that some sites were not publishing any node that had a site BDII service. That was one issue. And then the other one was this thing with the top BDII service declared in GOCDB that our BDII to Oracle script wasn't recognizing. So that was fixed, and therefore test data should start arriving. But since it's not the case for this site, I have to look back into it.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
So, Nick, just to add to this, we also had site BDI problems in the UK. So one of the tickets that was raised is 43362. But I think this is a slightly different reason, but it's, again, the site BDI.
Okay, this would be interesting. Okay, so we should gather this stuff and wherever it's relevant, pass it on to developers. Okay, thanks, Jeremy. Okay. Any other questions or comments on these issues? Anybody else seeing the same thing? No? Okay, we'll move on. So there's an item that the RAL Tier 1 wanted to raise about batch farm occupancy. So they're seeing less than 50% occupancy since June. So basically very low utilization by the LHDVOs. They were wondering whether or not the experience of other Tier 1s was the same or similar over the last few months, or if it's a problem or an issue for RAL. So the other Tier 1s, what sort of occupancy have you been seeing since June for your site? Anybody? Okay, well, I'll tell you what, if maybe it'd be easier if the Tier 1s could, or the Tier 1s or the rocks that have Tier 1 could respond to the list or directly to RAL, CCing ourselves.
I can't say about Atlas that maybe
okay, go
in October we had some problem in the accelerator.
Okay, so
I think that
so that could be. I mean, they were saying since June, which seems a long time. So.
And in June, for June, you didn't have the accelerator, did you?
However, inside Atlas, this issue is under discussion: how to maximize correctly the occupancy of the CPU of the site. So, without having global warming jobs, of course.
Okay.
It's under discussion, this kind of issue.
Okay. So, do any of the Tier 1s have any comments on their experiences?
At FZK, we have also quite low occupancy.
Okay.
But it differs. Sometimes, for example, now we have quite a lot Atlas jobs, but they're doing nothing, but this is another problem. Yes, it differs quite
okay.
often.
Okay, because I do know that, Jeff Templon at Nikev asks quite often the experiments, whether, because he's always saying that that Nikev and Sara are very underutilized recently. So he's often asking just to make sure that, you know, it's okay, that there's nothing there. So I don't know, do we have anybody from RAL on the line?
Hi, Nick. Derek.
Hi, Derek. So I don't know. I mean, it doesn't sound, I know, well, so okay, so from two of the other Tier 1s, it doesn't sound like it's unusual not to have particularly high occupancy. Maybe this is something we should bring up in one of the GDBs or something, actually.
Can I make an objection, at least, to this kind of thing? I'm talking about LHCB now. It's not so rare that we have a period where the activity to the Tier 1 and supposed to run at the Tier 1 and only at the Tier 1 is very, very...
very light.
And this because we do not have activity and payload for the Tier 1, because the target activity to the Tier 1 is simply not, there is no data to reprocess, there is no data to restrict or to analyze.
But the question is really to do with relative occupancy. It's not to do with actual level of occupancy. So if some Tier 1s are completely full but others are empty, then it might be a problem for that particular Tier 1.
Mm.
But it sounds like across the board there's a low occupancy, which is what you're suggesting anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think.
It seems it's...
I mean, the problem is really in the computing model of the experiment and the amount of data to reprocess or to reconstruct. I mean, if there is no activity for the Tier 1, we cannot invent activity for the Tier 1. We made a kind of activity for the Tier 2 with the dummy Monte Carlo activity to keep warm the structure and the system. We are running 10,000 jobs now currently in the grid map.
Do any of the...
We stretch then away the output.
Okay. Do any of the experiments have like a diary or something that with just not detailed but just high level, okay, this week, you know, these activities? Because I mean, I hear about these activities at the daily meetings
we
and things.
We have a wiki page in LHCB with a visit activity for the next month.
Okay, and so maybe people.
This is now empty since month.
Okay, so.
I mean,
I mean, because what I was thinking is, if we've got these sort of things, we could use them. We could just publish the link, and the sites could go there. And if they don't, you know, if nobody's doing anything, then expect them.
I think that the discussion should go to the MB, because I mean,
I think
it's not up to us to discuss why the request done by the experiment for the debate has not been fulfilled. I mean, we can give a lot of excuses both to the experiments and to the user analysis and the software, but
I mean, I think from the site, from what Jeremy was saying, it was more they were just worried that their site was broken.
I think it's general. The point is that each site is suffering this kind of under usage from the different view. And for Atlas, we are thinking how to maximize this kind of usage and doing intelligent jobs.
Okay. But I guess if there's nothing to do, there's nothing to do.
It's not that there's nothing to do, it's that it's a bit more complicated. because we are testing new software for pre-staging, for example, and reprocessing. So it's...
Okay.
It's not that there are anything, that it's nothing to do. It's that user analysis, for example, didn't start as expected, for example. But experiments are doing a lot of tests to verify all the software infrastructure.
Okay. No, I think you're right. I think we should. I mean, I don't see it as a problem. Maybe we could ask for diaries or something that where sites can just go to check if they're not seeing anything, if they can just go and check, you know, just to make
a
way to see if they're failing in some way. The
Nick, I just would like to remind the project that started after the post-mortem of CCRC on you, it's about the site view of the VO team. And in this project it should be also kind of...
Okay, so there's something being worked on already?
No, I mean there's a prototype
now. Okay.
In principle the VO, the site administrator, at least the tier 1 site administrator should be exposed with something about what are the activities going on the site, what is the quality of the activity transfer, job processing, the infrastructure, and so on. And what is the expected activity? Then the quality of the activity is also depending on whether there is supposed to be activity at the tier one or not. In this case, they should not bother about why we are not running something. Is that our fault or not?
Okay.
In general,
be worried, not bother.
Okay, fine. So, but it sounds like we can say to the tier ones, it's not a problem at the moment. So no need to worry about it. But okay, well, we can take it offline and find out if there are any links we can use where people where the site can go and look and see if they should be expecting anything, any jobs at their site. Okay, I don't know. Any other questions on this point or any other comments? Nope, okay, we'll move on. WLCG items, I didn't see anything from the ROC reports. Shout up now if any of the ROCs think you've got something. You think you've got something to report or to ask. WLCG service interventions, I picked out a few from the list. There are lots and lots in the list, so if you're at all interested, the list of links is there. The GOCDB is probably... has the fullest list. It's not the easiest one to read, but it has the fullest list. Moving down, WLCG operational review. We don't have Harry or Jamie with us, so we can go into the report. Alice asked me to raise the request with all of their tier ones. I know that they're wanting to get some experience with the Cream CE. And there's only one site so far that is supporting them in this, that's installed the Cream CE. So Alice are asking if their Tier 1s could please install one Cream CE for them so that they can start getting experience. And, of course, it would be a good experience for the sites themselves because, in theory, the Cream CE will be coming along and will be replacing the WLCG CE. So it would be a good experience all round. So that was a request from Alice. Atlas, is there anything that Atlas wanted to bring up?
No, I was just checking.
Okay.
We don't have anything special to report.
Okay.
The things that have been mentioned.
Okay.
So.
Anybody from CMS on the line? Nope, okay. LHCB, anything particular? Okay. Okay, the next items are the standing items, they're always there. Storage services, recommended versions, and recent updates. Anybody interested in that, go there. Those wiki pages are kept up to date. And moving on to OSG items. Do we have anybody from OSG on the line?
Yeah, Tim and Kyle are here today.
Hi. So,
there is one ticket which seems to be solved in your system, but the solution is not reflected in GCAS.
I don't think that one is resolved, actually.
Say that again.
It is not resolved on our end. This is the BNL Panda, possibly disk full.
Yeah.
Yeah, in our ticket, we pushed that back to US Atlas for an update, and we don't have an update from them. We talked about it on the operations call last Monday, and there was nobody on the call to represent US Atlas, so we pushed them an update on the 4th, and we haven't received anything back from them yet. So, yeah, our ticket is still open, and we'll have to ask them again for an update.
Yeah. Do you have contacts with the U.S. Atlas fellow citizens of your external? I'm talking to Alessandro, who is Atlas.
Yeah, we do have the mailing list of BNL that I don't have in my name. It's in my mind. It's RACF, something like that. And I mean, when we send a mail to that mailing list, RACF computing something, and then to which we can send informations or problems. But we are not able at this moment to submit a ticket to OSG site, of course.
Not
directly, we can send them through the normal procedure. I'm
but
sorry.
That's not what I'm asking. I'm asking you whether you can push your U.S. Atlas fellows to solve this problem, because apparently in this case, OSG has asked them to take care of this disk problem, and they have not responded. They asked them on the 4th. They did not show up in the regular meeting, and they sent them a reminder, and they have received no news from them. So it's not for you to go to the site, it's for your VO to respond. It's a different thing.
I'm opening this ticket right now. Has been this ticket submitted to who? To the ROC? CERN ROC?
It has been submitted to OSG via the CERN ROC, yeah, normally.
What do they want from us? I should read it.
You mentioned a ticket that has been assigned today to you.
No, it's a ticket which was assigned on the 18th of October, and which is being discussed now because it's an OSG ticket. And OSG is on the line and says this is not our fault. We are trying to get to US Atlas to respond. They don't respond.
Because we did actually receive something from BNL, I think. But it's a new problem.
So about this problem, now we are discussing the escalation, at this point in the agenda, we are discussing the escalation reports to OSG. We have a problem, classified urgent, opened on the 18th of October. We are talking with OSG. They say it's not their fault, it's US Atlas which has to take care of this. Profiting from the Atlas presence here, I'm asking if somebody can be done for bridging the gap to US Atlas, because the OSG regular meetings and reminders in email have given no fruit.
I see that this ticket has been already answered by one of my colleagues, this Graham Stewart, the 18th of October. Now, I can, since it's very long, I can keep on having
but
a look.
Graham Stewart was TPM on the 18th of October. He just did a diagnosis because the problem was submitted on the 18th of October. It is not so...
I'm not understanding why has been asked to US Atlas if the ticket is not able to be correctly addressed.
I mean, it's 5 gigas that it's able to contact the correct person.
It is in gigas, and here Tim on the line says that they are waiting for an answer from US Atlas. Can you repeat, Tim, what exactly you are waiting for them?
Well, we're simply waiting on a response. You know, normally we would send them a ticket, and we would see a, sometimes we would see an automated response saying that they moved it to a specific queue within their system, or that they'd assigned it to a specific agent. And we haven't even received that type of response yet. So, you know, from all indications, it's just, you know, still sitting in their queue waiting for someone to pick it up. So I've just pushed them another update now, and we'll put this on today's operations call, and hopefully someone will be on the call that can track down an individual within US Atlas to follow up on the ticket.
Okay, then put any news you may have in the diary of this ticket for gigas, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thanks. It was just the one ticket. Is that right, Maria? Okay, is there anything that you guys want to raise from the OSG side? Any questions?
I don't have any questions. Kyle, do you have any questions? Yeah, I don't think we have anything.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Okay, we'll move on. The next item is the open action items. Reading down the list, there was a general, it was the UK that requested it, but it's a general request, really. Why so many sites failing LHCb SAM tests? Can LHCb please give a summary? This is still a situation, isn't it? The failing of the sites failing LHCb SAM tests. I think you were explaining the earliest. People are just asking what the status is, what's happening.
I need to make up my mind. I don't know what is the status of the SAM test.
Okay, so the LCG operations meeting, you're saying that the LHCb SAM tests are failing because
yeah, well,
an application.
Okay.
I guess that's
okay,
what it is, I'm not sure.
Yeah, no, what I was reporting at the operation meeting this morning, the afternoon, was about some tests that were critical back in the days are now relaxed a bit because they were failing, and the reason of the failure was because LHCb-specific application failure. So, for the time being, for the computing element, and only for the computing element, I set as critical just a couple of trivial tests that basically just check for the operating system, for the information system, information published in the information system of the site. So, failing the test for LHCb means that the site is infrastructure-wise problematic.
Okay, so would sites still be, so these have been relaxed, so sites should no longer be failing? Because I think this question was probably raised to a couple of weeks ago. When was this happening?
As soon as we move to, as soon as we move to the from dashboard for displaying some test results, we keep the criticality of the test as they are now, so that the site availability and site reliability, we can keep using those infrastructure tests, some test results, and then for our own monitoring system, we can also use more complex tests, like, as I say, the LHCb application running on the site, and then evaluating how the site is also using those tests. But for the criticality and for the site availability, don't plan for the critical tests that were critical.
Okay.
Because we could mess up site availability with test results that have nothing to do with the infrastructure of this site.
So when was LHCb seeing the this problem of the LHCb test failing? Was it, I guess, a month ago? I'm just looking at this was raised about a month ago, so maybe an old
issue. Yeah, we realized some problem with the application. One of the shifters were reporting that systematically our thumb tests were failing here and there, and then since then we decided to to set a critical, just a small subset of tests.
Okay.
Without affecting the site, the overall site availability.
Okay, so it sounds like maybe this has been fixed.
By the way, just want to announce in this meeting that we set us, we move from SRMV1 to SE test. So we stop publishing fake test results for the storage element sensor test, and we use this this sensor for publishing real storage element test.
Okay.
And we stop using SRMV1 because there is no SRMV1 sensor now available. And we were waiting for SRMV2 test coming back in the, into the business. I mean, we decided to evaluate size publishing the old SRM test results in the SE sensor.
Okay.
Which also is taking into account my grid before site availability computation.
Okay. So from, okay, so this ticket was, or this action item was originally raised by the UK. Are you still seeing this issue? I guess this issue has gone away by the sounds of it, of sites failing all the LHCB tests. Is that right?
No, they're still failing, but I mean, I think we've understood what's going on.
Okay.
Yeah, I will have a look.
Okay.
I will have a look.
Okay, so Roberto's going to take a look. Okay, so yep, that'll be followed up. Okay, thanks. Next one, 282, check the progress on GIGA's ticket 42341. I'm not sure what it's about. I guess
It can be closed, and the GIGA's ticket has been closed as unsolved because the current monitoring architecture doesn't allow a service to be in more than one site at a time. So
Is it in a work plan to change it?
Well, the work plan is that the topology database is going to change, but that restriction may well stay. Because you end up with all sorts of accounting problems if you start having things
appearing
in several places.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, any questions? So you can go and check. I think John is in, put an update in the action, so you can go there. Take a look at that. Action 283, check IPTA site for progress on GIGUS 42015. This is for ROC North Europe. I don't know if...
last week they said it would be shipping closed.
Okay. Oh, fine. Okay. Okay. This one's to be closed. Let me have a quick look at the...
But this is what we discussed at the beginning of the meeting, and we said that the sites should be be suspended.
It's been okay. It's
the
been
status of the GIGUS ticket is reopened. Sorry.
Okay, so yeah, this is one. This is. It sounds like this site isn't responding, so we will suspend them.
So what is the decision? To keep the action open?
The ROC should close.
The ROC, yeah, the ROC should close it. But the, actually, do we have anybody from Europe on the line? No. Not Europe ROC. Okay, so we'll go ahead and suspend the site and inform the ROC. And the last one, 284, check the Russian site, SPBSU, for progress. Do we have the Russian ROC online?
Yes, hi, the site is now suspended.
Oh, okay, thanks, so we'll close that item.
What did you say?
It's now suspended, the site's been suspended. Okay, so we're now in any other business. Anybody?
Hi,
hello,
hi
yeah?
Nick. This is Jill from for GOG-TB. I just have a quick one.
Okay.
Regarding some actions that we will carry on GOG-TB and change some information regarding two things. First, the service type list. This is a long outstanding issue. And secondly, the monitoring status of some nodes. There has been a broadcast sent to us to ROC managers. There will be other broadcast sent before I do anything to GOG-TB. I won't do anything without prior warnings. But just to remind people that if there is a broadcast regarding this, please read it carefully and shout if you don't agree. So some nodes that have monitoring turned off and don't have the correct production status associated to it then will change. And regarding the service types, old unused services will be removed from GOG-TB and there will be another mapping between the old services and the new services. Again, this can impact other tools. I synchronize this through the GOG-TB discussion mailing list and ROC managers through broadcast. So don't miss something and tell me if I am missing something when I will send broadcast. And that's it.
Okay, thanks, Gilles. Yep, so I'd reiterate that if people and sites and rocks or whatever don't respond, then that's taken as a positive answer.
Yep.
Everything is okay. So Gilles will go ahead and make the changes unless people shout up. I think that's fair. Okay, thanks, Gilles. Anybody else? Any other business? Nope. Okay. Well, thanks, everybody, for joining. The next meeting is the same time next week. Okay, thanks. Bye.